The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
This is it, Bears fans. The NFL draft begins today. Who will the Bears choose in the first round? We'll break down all the possibilities throughout the day and be with us all day tomorrow for analysis and reaction. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Wolves are down 2-1 in a best-of-five playoff round. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears running back Matt Forte missed the first workouts here in Chicago, but it was not a surprise to GM Ryan Pace. Forte was up front with him, as he was with B&B last hour.
I let him know, you know, I'm not angry or I'm holding any grudges or anything. I'm just going to prepare myself the best that I can, that I always do each season, to be prepared when the season comes. And I felt like that's what I needed to do.
There will be no holdout from Forte. He will attend the next workout scheduled. The full interviews at BoresandBernstein.com. Bears pick 7 overall tonight. The first round of the NFL draft begins at 7 here in Chicago. The draft town opens up in Grant Park to the public at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Bears head coach John Fox expects tight end Martellus Bennett to be a Bear through the entire draft weekend, despite trade reports brewing. Bulls forward Nikola Mirotic finished 2nd in Rookie of the Year voting. Andrew Wiggins won it up in Minnesota. Game 6 tips at 6 from Milwaukee tonight, Bulls and Bucks. Next season's head coach of the Thunder looks to be Billy Donovan, the former Florida Gator head coach, and the team agreed to a 5-year deal, according to Yahoo Sports. Sox are out of Baltimore. They look to get back to their normal routine tonight. They're in Minnesota. Chris Sale is on the mound. That'll be on the Score. Cubs will host the Brewers tomorrow afternoon. John Lester still looking for his first win as a Cub. Blackhawks will cap off the Friday sports night in Chicago with an 8:30 puck drop at the United Center tomorrow evening, opening Series 2 against the Wild. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join the Score and Chris Ronji next Thursday at U.S. Cellular Field at the new Xfinity Zone by Section 112 for the White Sox pregame show. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score, 6:35 pregame White Sox and Twins on Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Let's go! We gotta go to work!
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL!
NFL columnist for Bleacher Report.
Your judge is a football player about how tough you are. That's it.
Taking you inside the game.
If you're not playing at a production level that's good enough to win, you gotta put someone else in. That's how the NFL works.
Matt Bowen.
It's gonna be violent. Y'all put the kids in bed.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 3:03 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is indeed time to talk football with our guy.
He is here in studio at MattBowen41 on Twitter, Bleacher Report, Chicago Tribune, you name it. He has been among those working extremely hard to figure out who's who and what's what, leading into what is beginning tonight right here in Chicago. Hello, Matt Bowen.
Hello, guys. What's going on?
Well, a lot between the Matt Forte stuff and some of these late developments in the draft regarding Jael Collins and trying to get out of it and go into the supplemental draft and everything else. So,
a lot of stuff.
For the most part, though, the work is done. It's over, and everybody's just kind of ready to go. Do you think teams are telling the truth, or do you think there are some teams just still panicking and still shuffling names around?
I think the final draft board. I think their scouting department has turned in their final grades, but I think everything you read, basically starting on Monday morning till now and up until the actual draft starts, is all these teams trying to position themselves, trying to impact the marketplace. What I mean by that is trying to get guys to fall. You know, basically starting last week, a guy who I really like is Vic Beasley, the outside linebacker from Clemson. And everywhere you look on these mock drafts and listen to the analysts out there, he's starting to slide a little bit. Is that a team trying to get him to slide? You know, who's saying what to try to get that player to slide?
Or is it not true?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what you don't know. So I think if you're, and obviously I've never been in a draft room, but if you're a general manager, you're a director of college scouting, you have to stick to your board tonight. But really, you don't know what's going to happen. Look at the Bears at number 7. I think this draft really starts when Mariota comes off the board. Because then we're going to find out, one, if all this talk about Chip Kelly trying to come up and get him, the Cleveland Browns trying to come up and get him. And I'm sure Chip Kelly would love to have him. I'm sure the Bears would love to have Dante Fowler, too. It doesn't mean you're going to get him, right? So you have to see where he comes off the board, and that will kind of set the stage for the Bears and the opportunities they have. Because they're going to have, I would think, about 3 or 4 players that are up high on their board at number 7.
Are there any of these guys now that we've got, we've seen all these mock drafts, Matt, and we've seen him, oh my God, if you don't have one, you're a nothing in this world. I know that. So I'm a nothing. I don't have one.
I don't have one either, Terry.
But, well, then I feel better about myself as a man and also a fellow pumpkin grower.
That's true.
I think the what you saw at the Senior Bowl and all this stuff, have your opinions changed about any of the guys you saw, or are you pretty set on what you saw, what you know, when you were doing your little scouting and looking at people and as you do so well? Has anything changed your mind about anybody?
Not really. I think for me, it starts at the Senior Bowl. That's a fresh start for me because, you know, you do so much work during the NFL season covering the league, and then you kind of dive into the draft pool, so to say. Nothing's really changed. And you know, I'm not a scout. I'm never going to claim to be a scout. But I think if you know the game, you turn on film for within 5 minutes, you can tell if the guy can play or not. I mean, that's pretty easy to see. If he has a pro skill set, it's going to jump out to you. He's not just going to flash in the film. He's going to have consistent production. He's going to make plays. He's going to stand out in your eyes. You say, okay, this guy's an NFL player. Now where do you put him? That's when you know, I have to rely on scouts I know in the league, people I know in the league to try to help me through that process because I haven't been doing it as long as they have. But in terms of where the Bears are, you're talking about top 15, top 20 guys. I feel I have a good grasp on who these players are. But I'll say this about the draft. There's no guarantees. Half these guys in the first round, they're not going to live up to the hype. That's just how it happens every single year. In terms of the Bears, you hope they get a guy that lives up to the hype. Because I think this is a crucial draft for the Bears. One, from our perspective, we get to see what type of team Ryan Pace wants. What type of team John Fox wants. And it's not just that first pick.
Yep.
And so much attention is going to be paid to tonight and who they take at number 7 or if they move back. But let's say they do take a Kevin White, okay? Let's say they do take him. That doesn't set the stage for the entire draft. We have to see this entire draft class play out because I think we're going to find out what type of team they want. And in my opinion, I hope it's a physical team. Because I look back at the teams that have competed with Green Bay the last couple of years. And I'm not talking about the score of the game, the style of the game, it's Seattle and San Francisco. Build a team like that. Build a team that's strong up front, that's athletic, that's fast. They'll hit you in the mouth.
He got the defensive coordinator to do it.
Exactly.
I mean, I assume that's exactly the plan.
Right, and you've filled some key roles through free agency. But they're, you know, one-year deals. I mean, you're renting that player for 1 year. Because let's be honest, if they, you know, if Ray McDonald goes out and have a great year, it doesn't mean he's coming back here. He's going to try to get the best contract possible on the open market. But they've set themselves up through those one-year deals to get a good player. And this player at number 7, you're a top 10 pick. You're a starter. You have to be a starter. You should put him in there on day one, and you should be excited to coach him.
That's why the Danny Shelton thing keeps sticking in my mind, because saying what they've said about an undersized, quicker zero technique in Jeremiah Ratliff and letting him do it, I understand they're saying that right now, and I know he's done it, and he did it when he was younger, but he's a little long in the tooth right now and has had some injuries. So I guess I'm a traditionalist when it comes to the way that defense is run, and I like just having a grizzly bear that's sitting there in the middle right on the nose. What's your preference? I mean, if you're scheming it, it's certainly nice to know that the two gaps are handled and there's something that's not moving that you're going to be able to base everything else around.
No, I agree. That's the old school 3-4 Okie front. The Okie front means your nose tackle aligned over the center, your defensive ends aligned over the tackles. Those are old school traditional two-gap players. You need to be strong at the point of attack. You need to be able to toss guys around. I mean, literally toss guys around. And Danny Shelton, I watched him at the Senior Bowl. I watched him on film. The film's different on him because he played in the Pac-12, so you see a lot of spread offenses. You know, a guy at 6'2", 340 against spread offense, you don't get the best picture. But you go back and watch the tape against Stanford. That's an NFL offense. Watch him play in that game. I thought it was a good tape for him. And again, going back to the Senior Bowl, this guy can take on double teams. That's what he does for a living. That's what he does.
And I'm not worried about the 40 time. I know he's like the slowest guy in history, but how often is that going to be asked to run 40 yards anywhere?
If he's running 40 yards, we're looking at a season like last year. Okay? He's not going to be running 40 yards, but he allows your linebackers to flow to the football. He allows you to do different things in your fronts. And they can still play. This is called a 3-4 underfront. It's similar to what Lovey and Coach Tucker ran their 4-3 underfront, but it's a single gap defense out of the 34. And you'll see some of that. You'll see some 34 Eagle as well, which is another single gap defense where you can play two gaps to the backside. There's a lot of different things that Coach Fangio is going to be able to do. But like I've always said with you guys, it's players over scheme. You know, we could sit here, bring in a whiteboard and draw up everything. It looks real cool, but unless you got the key parts, and that starts tonight.
So, in other words, if that it ends up being the Bears' pick, nobody should be disappointed, because I think you've heard this name, Matt, and you've heard that name, and you wonder about this, you wonder about that, and this has been the least sexy of any of them heard. But I know they're very interested in him. We should not go, oh, for the love of God, they did it again, right? This is not – this big fella is exactly what you think he is.
I think so, Terry. I think that's how you build a football team. You build a team up front on both sides of the ball. You get guys that are nasty and physical to hit you in the mouth for four quarters. But that's never going to go out of style. And I always say that. You know, Kevin White, Amari Cooper, if they're there, you have to have that discussion. I understand that. And if they select one of those guys, hey, those are great football players. Those are top 10 wide receivers. You need a wide receiver. You need to fill the gap left by Brandon Marshall. Eddie Royal is going to be inside. You need another number one outside the numbers. But physical football and winning on the line of scrimmage, that never goes out of style.
There's a report here via Twitter, and this was retweeted by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, their national insider, that I have checked. There's the little blue check mark here to make sure it's the real Ian Rappaport. He's reporting the Chicago Bears are in contact with the Titans to move up to second overall to draft Marcus Mariota. I'm going to go in another room and vomit.
I'm not. What have we been saying, though?
I told you that.
I'm surprised. I know. I told you a long time ago.
No, I pinned my guy down. I said, don't lie to me. I said, if they're really being honest, if you really think they're interested. He said, I'm being honest with you. They like Mariota.
I almost threw up, too. I had a little throw up in my mouth, but I recovered quickly because, after all, it's just football. But long time ago, they liked him. And I'll throw that to you, Matt Bowen. We know what he has and what supposedly he can't do and what he has to learn.
Well, I'll say this. If you're looking for an ideal place for his perspective, talking about Mariota. You'd want to go to a place like here where you don't want to start right away. Because I think if you throw this guy in the fire, you're asking for trouble. I think it's going to really impact his development. I think he needs a lot of time to learn a pro system. And I'll say this. If you watch Oregon tape and you really break it down, they have pro-style route concepts in there. Okay, they do, but they run them out of a spread look. There'll be some stuff that you'll see on Sundays. But there's still half-field reads. It's still different footwork. It's still different tempo. It's still different terminology. It's still a game that's played completely different than you see on Sundays. Now, if you're a coach, wherever you draft Mariota, if it's the Titans at two, if it's Chip Kelly, that's obviously different. But if it's Chicago Bears, what you have to do is you have to adapt a little bit. You have to change some of your playbook. If I'm coaching them, I say, look, I'll bring in some of that Oregon playbook. We'll install some of that to make him feel comfortable. But at the end of the day, it's still going to come back to your playbook, that NFL playbook. And if he is